Border Patrol aids El Paso police during Walmart shooting spree. By Bob Price on August 5, 2019. U.S. Border Patrol agents in Customs and Border Protection, CBP, officers joined dozens of local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies to assist in the tragic shooting on Saturday at an El Paso Walmart. The federal officials assisted in containment of the crime scene, the task of clearing buildings from potential danger, and providing medical assistance to victims of the shooting. CBP officials tweeted shortly after the active shooter incident began that their law enforcement agents and officers were on the scene to support the El Paso Police Department. CBP personnel are providing perimeter security and medical EMTs rendering aid to victims. Dotted CBP law enforcement are on scene to support at EPALIS at active shooter scene in El Paso. CBP personnel providing perimeter security and medical EMTs rendering aid to victims. Please stay away until all clear from EPPD. CBP West Texas, at West Texas, August 3, 2019. In a statement from CBP El Paso Director of Field Operations Hector Mancha and USBP El Paso Sector Interim Chief Patrol Agent Gloria Chavez, the officials stated, "This terrible tragedy impacts our entire community, including the thousands of CBP personnel who live, work and play in El Paso. El Paso is our home and we offer any assistance we can today and beyond. On behalf of the men and women of CBP, our thoughts and prayers are with those affected by this senseless violence," the officials concluded. CBP officials dispatched Border Patrol search, trauma, and rescue, BORSTAR, teams to provide medical assistance on the scene and Border Patrol tactical, BORDIC, agents to assist with building safety and security sweeps, incident scene security, and traffic control. Embed from Getty Images. Following the arrest of the suspect and securing the crime scene, Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan tweeted, "We are heartbroken for those who suffered as a result of this senseless act of violence. The men and women of CBP stand with the El Paso community in this dark hour. Thankful for at CBP law enforcement personnel who responded to assist at EPALIS in the response. We are heartbroken for those who suffered as a result of this senseless act of violence." Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan, at Mark Morgan, August 3, 2019. After the incident, rumors began to spread in the El Paso area that Border Patrol agents and ICE officers were potentially targeting illegal immigrants who might be victims of the shooting. CBP officials responded, "We are not conducting enforcement operations at area hospitals, the Family Reunification Center or shelters. We stand in support of our community." CBP West Texas, at West Texas, August 4, 2019. Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan expressed his support for the El Paso community, writing, "I'm deeply saddened by the tragic shootings that unfolded in El Paso, Texas. DHS stands with the families and loved ones of those who lost their lives today and will take every appropriate action to ensure they receive the closure and justice they deserve." One-third, "On behalf of a DHS squad, I'm deeply saddened by the tragic shootings that unfolded in El Paso, Texas. DHS stands with the families and loved ones of those who lost their lives today and will take every appropriate action to ensure they receive the closure and justice they deserve." Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan, at @smcaleenan, August 4, 2019. Bob Price serves as Associate Editor and Senior Political News Contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.